Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We're going to dedicate the first 2 weeks of Lent to meditate upon the essential teachings of Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross, the two great doctors of prayer and the spiritual life in our Catholic tradition. If you've asked a Christian, when will you finally be perfectly happy, perfectly at peace? Almost every believing Christian would answer, in heaven. But then suppose you asked the same Christian, well, what is heaven? In other words, what is it about heaven that will make you perfectly happy and perfectly at peace? If you asked that, many Christians probably wouldn't know how to answer. Because we've forgotten the truth about heaven. The truth that what makes heaven to be heaven is that God is there, and that in heaven we're perfectly united with Him. All happiness comes from having united ourselves to something good. All peace comes from resting in some present good. And because God is the ultimate, infinite good, when we're perfectly united to Him, that will be the ultimate happiness and endless peace. But actually, the Church's two great teachers on the spiritual life, John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila, have told us that we don't necessarily have to wait to taste that happiness or to experience that peace until after death. There is a kind of perfect union with God, that is the beginning of heaven, that begins in this life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
John chapter 3 tells us, in heaven, we will be like God forever. That means we will share in his divine nature as his children. So God wants to unite us with himself in a union so perfect that we will think in a divine way, feel and desire in a divine way, and choose and love and act in a divine way. And we reach this perfection by union with Jesus. And the best symbol of this is marriage, where two become one. Marriage is the expression of the joyous union that awaits us when we're perfectly united to God. Now, all of us have longed to be perfectly united with someone of the opposite sex, and we've all experienced the sexual longing for physical union, but also just the aching desire of the other person's goodness. We've all felt that we would be happy if we could just find the right person to build a life with and be happy together forever with them. And marriage is when you unify with another person as completely as it is possible for two human beings to do so, where we unite in our bodies, our possessions, our plans, until death do us part. But of course, human marriage is a transitional symbol. It's transitional because it doesn't last forever. Death puts an end to a marriage. And it's just a symbol. Because even if at some points you do think that this other person can make you totally happy, you soon find out that's not true. But God offers us a spiritual marriage. Union with Him in Jesus, the perfect person, who can make you totally happy. That's why Jesus describes heaven as a wedding feast. It's the celebration that the purpose of life has been reached, that happiness has been found. Do you see that marriage is the greatest symbol of love and happiness, and that the same kind of union with God would be not just a symbol, but the real thing? Then why would you put that off? Why not pursue that union with Jesus now? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the Old Testament, the intimacy of marriage is often described as knowledge. So, for instance, Genesis says that Adam knew Eve, and as a result, she bore him a son. Now, the intimacy of heaven is also described as a kind of knowledge. It's called the beatific vision. When, as St. Paul says, we see God face to face. In heaven, we will know and experience God as he is. Listen to how Teresa of Avila describes the knowledge of the soul in this spiritual marriage. Our good God now desires to remove the scales from the eyes of the soul. The Most Holy Trinity reveals itself in all three persons. First of all, the Spirit becomes enkindled and is illumined, as it were, by a cloud of the greatest brightness. It sees these three persons individually, and yet by a wonderful kind of knowledge which is given to it, the soul realizes that most certainly and truly all these three persons are one substance and one power and one knowledge and one God alone, so that what we hold by faith, the soul can be said here to grasp by sight. But if we want, Teresa tells us, we can experience God in this way in this life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Marriage is a union of two souls, two hearts, two wills. But in that union, the goodness of the other is so overwhelming that it can result in an ecstasy of the body. St. Thomas Aquinas says that heaven is something like this. After the resurrection of the body, we will see God with our souls, and the overwhelming joy that's produced will overflow into the body in an overwhelming ecstasy. Listen how St. John of the Cross describes the perfect union he experienced in this life with spiritual marriage. Sometimes the unction of the Holy Spirit overflows into the body and all the sensory substance. All the members and bones and marrow rejoice, not in so slight a fashion as is customary, but with the feeling of great delight and glory, even in the outermost joints of the hands and feet. The body experiences so much glory in that of the soul that in its own way it magnifies God, feeling in all its bones something similar to what David declares, "All my bones shall say, God, who is like you?" So do you see? The mystics have been able to experience heaven on earth, and they say it's possible for you to experience the same. All you have to do is desire it. Set out for a deeper relationship with Jesus and don't turn back. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
If God created every one of us for this transforming union, this spiritual marriage with him, and he wants everybody to have it, then why do so few people experience it in this life? Well, why don't more people get married? Why do so many these days prefer to just stay single, doing their own thing and not committing? In a lot of cases, it's because they're afraid of the commitment. They're afraid of the sacrifice. Afraid of the immature lifestyle they'll have to give up when they get married and start a family. It seems that perhaps the same thing is true about spiritual marriage. St. John of the Cross says, "And here it ought to be pointed out why so few reach this high state of perfect union with God. It should be known that the reason is not that God wishes only a few of these to be so elevated. He would rather want all to be perfect, but he finds few who are willing to endure so lofty and sublime a work. He tries them in little things, and he finds them so weak that they immediately flee from the work, unwilling to be subject to the least discomfort and mortification. Now, deciding to pursue perfect union with God, that could seem a little scary. In fact, Teresa says, even before we begin, it is His will that the soul, for the increase of its merits, shall be afraid. But Teresa encourages everyone, and she says, reflect on this truth. God gives Himself to those who give up everything for Him. So, are we willing to do that? And if so, then we have to be willing to accept the crosses, the temptations, the trials, and the sufferings that come. Because if we reject those, God will not force us. So what might be a resolution from this meditation? First of all, certainly make the resolution to want this. Make the choice. But maybe another resolution for today, actually the one I took for today, was to accept all the sufferings and trials that come today. Accept them as if they come, because they do, straight from the hand of God. And don't try to flee from them, because God allows them so that He can give us transforming union. How about that for a resolution? Whatever sufferings, trials, difficulties come your way today, accept them straight from the hands of God as His way of purifying and strengthening your soul for this spiritual marriage. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I think it's probably a good idea to remind everyone today, this second day of Lent, some of the things we suggested yesterday as a way to deepen our friendship with Jesus. Do you think that's worth doing? Should we do that?
Well, if it's worth doing it for Lent, it's probably worth talking about.
Lent, most of all, should be a time to grow in friendship with Jesus. And I think, I know for a fact, everybody can take the next right step.
Mm.
Now, what could those be? First, if you pray the rosary occasionally, that's wonderful. But how about the commitment this Lent to pray it every day during Lent? Or if you pray the rosary every day, how about a greater generosity in spending time with Jesus by the second way the church suggests meditation, through Lectio Divina, reading scripture and prayer? As we said yesterday, to take 20 or 30 minutes to read something from scripture or the saints, read it. And then whatever strikes you, to reflect on it, think about it, apply it to your life, and then draw a resolution. Now, a lot of people are doing both of those every day, but maybe you're one of them that God is inspiring you, nudging you, calling you to a deeper level of prayer by spending time with Jesus without reading, without thinking, without trying to figure things out, but as St. John of the Cross said, with a certain unconcern and idleness. I like that phrase.
Mm.
To sit with God with an unconcern and idleness and just spend 20 or 30 minutes just wasting time with God. All of us probably fit in one of those three categories. And every one of us, if we want to become more like Jesus during Lent, then we need to practice a daily resolution. We suggested a resolution for today's meditation, but every day we should walk away from our meditation with a simple, practical, concrete resolution, something that we will put into practice that day based on our meditation. Because that's the only way we're going to change and become more like Jesus. Wishful thinking is useless. Action. It requires action. And finally, one of the most powerful ways to increase your spiritual life, to grow closer to Jesus, is to help somebody else grow closer to Jesus. And it's so characteristic of Lent for people to give things up, which is good. But right at the start of Lent, this is a great time to ask people, what are you doing to grow in your friendship with Jesus this Lent? And then share with them that you're doing a rosary challenge, to pray the rosary every day. And then ask them, would you like to join me in this rosary challenge? I could share it with you. And you'll see at the bottom of every episode, there's a share the rosary link. All you have to do is share that link with whoever you want to invite. And now here's one of the great parts. For each person that you share this link with, and they begin to pray the rosary, for each time you share, you're going to receive an entry into our drawing for a free pilgrimage, any one of our pilgrimages. Each time you share, you get another entry. So these are just some ways, very practical, that we could guarantee having a great Lent. Now I put you on the spot. What are you going to do for Lent, Teresa?
My biggest issue is my mornings and my lack of habit. So I need to commit to a consistent time and place for my 30-minute meditation, because I am probably the most inconsistent person. Although my New Year's resolution was already to pray more rosaries outside of work.
Oh, very good. That's good. Because you get a lot in work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just focusing on different things.
But you're absolutely right. We won't pray unless we choose a specific time and place to pray.
Well, I know just personally my issue is habit when it comes to especially my morning. But I also know some people who their resolution couldn't necessarily or shouldn't necessarily be more time or being more specific, but actually being more free and loose in the sense that they're so rigid that they need to have just more of an accepting relationship with Christ. So I think the beauty of this time is that we really just need to be looking at what we need to be doing, not what we can feasibly do. Because I feel like as a kid, I would always think, okay, what could I feasibly give up? What am I comfortable letting go of? And at first it's like, oh, candy. No, that's too much. Maybe just chocolate. Maybe this kind of chocolate. Because I couldn't really feasibly give anything else up, or I didn't believe I could. So it's a good time to just look at what I think I need and habit. That's where I struggle.
That's excellent, though. And I, but the what you've chosen, we all need. People say, well, I don't pray at a specific time because I pray all the time. The Catechism has a great line.
Oh.
Catechism says, one cannot pray at all times unless one prays at specific times.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally, years ago, when I was struggling to develop the habit of daily meditation, I couldn't develop it until I did what you just said, until I picked a specific time and I created a place in my home, a specific place.
Yeah.
Then I had the habit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're making a really good choice.
But I have one question for you on the spot. So it's fine if you have to think about it, but what would be some good books for people to start with in meditation?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, the best is The Life of Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. And a great place to start is just the gospel of the day provided by the Mass, which is short and you get to know Jesus. Or pick a gospel during Lent. Pick one of them. Matthew's the longest. Mark's the shortest. Get to know Jesus better. There's a lot of people who've never read straight through the life of Jesus to get to know him. The Diary of Saint Faustina is powerful. Or a wonderful work on meditation called Divine Intimacy.
That's exactly the one I was thinking of, because I just thought to myself, where is that? I was reading that. I was really enjoying that. That one's a fantastic one because it's a very structured meditation, if that helps you.
And it's based on John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila.
I gotta find that copy.
Another great series is In Conversation with God by Fernandez. Or pick up A Life of a Saint.
What was that book by Jacques Philippe that we did for our Bible study back in high school?
Searching for and Maintaining Peace is
I
a good one.
I think so.
Or In the School of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Jacques Philippe has a number of books. They're all worth reading in meditation. The best one, I think, is Searching for and Maintaining Peace. If you need a little more peace and a little help with anxiety and worry, that's a great book to meditate on. Well, if you follow through with your Lenten resolution, Teresa, you are going to have a great Lent. But the same goes for all of the people praying with us, if they follow through with their commitments, they too will have a great Lent. So let's have a great Lent together, but most of all, let's invite somebody else to a deeper friendship with Jesus this Lent and share the podcast with them. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.